This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in their pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Happy Monday, boo. Hope all is well and your week is off to an amazing start. I hope you're having a good day today, wherever you are in the world. Don't let people ruin your day today, boo. Don't let anybody ruin your week. In a previous episode, I said sometimes people will give you an invitation to their crazy, meaning they will invite you into their chaos, their drama, their issues, or whatever else that they have going on that day. But you do not have to accept that invitation. I am not accepting any invitations to someone else's drama today, and neither should you. Enjoy your day, enjoy your week. You will never see this day again. So make it a beautiful day in the best way that you know how. Okay, so I shared last year that I lost my gram. She was my last living grandparent, and she has lived in the same house for all of my life. My dad was in town one weekend, and we drove to her house, and a lot of her things are still up and around because she's just been there for so long, and there's so many things in that house. My aunt, who is her youngest daughter, had called me upstairs because she was going through some of her things, and she wanted me to see if I wanted to keep anything. Now, look here, sis. I know it's a beautiful thing to keep the belongings of loved ones that have transitioned, but baby, I have seen one too many scary movies to know that when people start taking stuff from loved ones that have gone on to glory, that's when weird stuff starts happening in the house. Now, I may be wrong, but I don't want to take that chance. I love my gram. God knows I do. But I will wait until I get to heaven to see her again. I didn't want to go in her room, nor did I want to take anything from her house in fear that I might wake up in the middle of the night and sis is sitting at the edge of my bed popping in to say hello. I know I sound crazy and dramatic, but I have heard stories. And that is just one experience that I can do without. No disrespect. But my aunt calls me upstairs and she calls me into my gram's room. And my other aunties are in there going through her things and cleaning up and looking at old photographs. My aunt is trying to share all these things with me. And y'all, I am barely standing in the room, not feeling it, not trying to touch anything. I'm just watching. So my aunt goes, "Well, when you feel comfortable enough, come in, look around, and if you see something that you might want to keep, it's yours." So I'm in this hallway outside of her room, and after 20 minutes of just standing in the door, I look down, literally right by my foot. There is this small shelf, and on the bottom shelf, there are tons of LPs, you know, records. I sit on the floor, still outside the room, and I start thumbing through some of these records. And y'all, there are original Aretha Franklin records, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Nat King Cole, the Supremes, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington. I mean, any artist that our parents and our grandparents and even us grew up on was on that bottom shelf. They were dusty, but she signed the back of them with her name and the year, and you can tell which ones were her favorite because the LP was super scratched. And I was just like, oh my God, if I could keep anything, I would want to keep these. My aunt, peeping me from the room, is like, "Bring one of those in. Let's play one." And I was like, no, you know, I can just look some of these songs up on YouTube later. No big deal. And she's like, no, let's listen to them. Come on. She goes into my gram's closet and pulls out this record player. And I cautiously step in with some of the LPs and I hand her a Motown record. She blows off the dust and she cleans it and she sets the record on the box, but it wouldn't play. And I'm like, nope, you know what? This is a sign. It's not that big of a deal. I can just type this song on Spotify and we can call it a day. But she starts finessing the arm and cleaning the record again. And after a couple of tries and some scratchy sounds, Mary Wells comes through singing My Guy. I almost cried, y'all. I started beaming from ear to ear. I get so excited that this thing works. And my aunt grabs my hands and we're dancing in my gram's bedroom. And in that moment, seeing something that was super outdated, something that I wasn't even gonna try and use, be cleaned and finessed onto this record player, invoke this moment of joy and this intense sense of happiness. And it meant the world to me. You see, boo, we can sometimes put off our moments of happiness, our moments of intense joy, because it often feels like an inconvenience. Happiness sometimes doesn't feel readily accessible. It doesn't feel like it's just one tap away on our phones and we can just press play and access it. Sometimes happiness feels like it has to be discovered and cleaned off a bit, and you have to work at it and finesse it until you feel it. A lot of us know what will ultimately make ourselves happy. We know the things we need to do to bring us happiness. But because there's so many steps and so many changes that we may have to make to get there, we put it off. Happiness for some of us can look like having peace and mental clarity, getting therapy, spending more time with people that make us feel our best, putting in more effort into our appearance or how we look and feeling confident, putting more effort into our health. But because it's not always convenient, it takes time out of our day. It's not a regular part of our schedule. It may make us uncomfortable in the process of doing it. We then postpone it. We put it off. We put off the things that bring us joy. Sis, happiness is a choice. Happiness is a decision. You can get up today, even in the midst of all that you're working on, all that you're doing, and decide that today I will choose to be happy. Today, I will do the small things that bring me joy, even if it takes more time, even if it's not a part of my schedule. Today, I deserve to be happy. A lot of us are working towards goals and dreams, and we think that happiness is on the other side of that dream and that goal. That if we can finally accomplish this thing, we'll be happy. If I can finally get on the other side of this goal, my life will feel better. But speaking from experiences, happiness isn't just found at the end of your journey. Happiness isn't found after you've worked your butt off and you've finally arrived at this place you've always wanted to be. In most cases, happiness can be found right where you are. Okay, so you're probably like, what? I'm putting all this work in and I'm making all these sacrifices to chase my dreams and live my best life, and you're saying I won't be happy? No, sis, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that instead of waiting to get to a place where you feel like you can be happy, why not make choices and do things that bring you happiness today? Instead of your job, your goals, your business, your partner, your status, your social media presence, instead of that being your source of happiness, waiting to get promoted to be happy, waiting to get this title to be happy, waiting to be a certain number on the scale to be happy, waiting for your business to take off to be happy, instead of putting your happiness off, and waiting to feel good. Why not do the things that make you happy today? Let me be real honest with you. I used to think that when the podcast hit a certain number in downloads that my life would change and everything would fall into place and I would be living my best, most happy life because it all worked out. And y'all know, it didn't work like that. I used to think that when I became my own boss and run my own business, that there would be this immense amount of joy every day because I don't have to go to work and my life would feel amazing every day. And it didn't work like that either. In fact, the bigger the podcast grew, the more I had to learn. The more people that tapped into this show, the more I made myself accessible to criticism and hate. Yes, I'm my own boss, but now I have way more responsibility. Yes, I make my own decisions and rules, but now I have to live with the consequences of those decisions and rules, good or bad. What I'm trying to get you to see, boo, is that while you are in the process of who you want to be next and what you want to do next, that the happiness you seek isn't at the place that you finally arrive to. I don't want you to get there, get the sales, get the business, get the book, and you can't enjoy it because it's not what you thought it would be, because you were waiting to be happy when it all came true. You were waiting to live your best, be your best, do your best when those things finally happen for you. No, sis, stop postponing your happiness. Happiness is right where you are today, in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of your circumstances and situations. Happiness can be found right where you are. Should you decide to open your eyes and look for it. Because when you reach your goal, sis, and you finally caught that dream, the struggle, the issues, and the circumstances don't stop. You feel what I'm saying? Just because you're a leader in your industry, just because you graduated with that degree, just because you finally got that program, just because you started that nonprofit, that doesn't mean life is gonna stop lifing. You feel me? So in the meantime, between time, yes, shoot for the stars, sis, but enjoy the ride up there. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of waiting for the process to end, enjoy the process while you're in it. Think of things within the realm of your control that make you happy, that make you feel good, and do those things as much as you possibly can. I personally enjoy reading. And I got real busy these last 2 years. And even though reading a really good story makes me happy and makes me feel good, I put it off because I didn't have enough time in the day. And then I look up and every day I'm consistently doing things to survive, doing things to keep the business running, things that aren't always fun and exciting. And then I find myself waiting to get to a place where I can do all the things that make me happy instead of realizing if I don't take the time to do those things now, that day will never come. What makes you happy, sis? And be honest and real with yourself. And then go do those things without guilt, without shame, without feeling bad or like you don't deserve it. You do. You are a human being with real feelings and real emotions and real life experiences. You deserve to feel joy today. You deserve to feel light. Your happiness does not have to be earned, sis. If you get nothing else from today's episode, let me say it one more time. Your happiness does not have to be earned. Happiness is like my Graham's dusty Motown record. To really feel it, it may inconvenience you a little. It may take a few tries, It may need to be polished and finessed until you find that sweet spot where you can sit back and enjoy it. Even if it was just for 2 minutes and 56 seconds. After all I was going through at that time, I deserved that moment of laughter and intense excitement and joy. And after all you've gone through, you deserve those moments too. That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you love the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to give us a rating and your feedback at the end of this episode. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to learn more about our girl gang and the Slay Girl Slay book club in the links provided in the description. Follow us on social media at Slay Girl Slay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.